Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Hi, welcome to Smosh Reads Reddit Stories. I'm Shane, and today's theme is, am I overreacting? Particularly with relationships. And I have two people who are always overreacting.
Shut up.
What do you mean?
Courtney and Ian are here.
Hi.
We are very calm.
We're
right
so
now.
Zen today, so we're actually really confident okay. We're not gonna overreact about okay. anything.
Okay, cool, I dig that vibe.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, wow, all right.
That was calm, that was a calm, relaxed bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the listeners at home, I flipped Shane the bird.
Very zen-like.
Yeah, the last time we did Am I Overreacting, Courtney, you had probably your most famous Reddit Stories moment.
I think that's the most I've ever crashed out on Smosh. Aside from maybe when I like yelled at you on Among Us in the pandemic.
I blocked that out of my memory.
I tried to block it out
yeah.
too.
Oh no.
I really tried.
I gotta go back and watch that, or
no,
should I not?
No, you should not, and now you are, and that's fine.
Now everyone is.
I'm
don't
joking.
Don't judge us for our 2020 content.
Don't go back there.
It's a break.
Why yeah. would anyone
crash
go back
outs
there?
Are allowed during the COVID lockdown.
Yeah. Yeah,
the stories you read on that episode, by the way, very warranting for crashing out.
Oh yeah. We have all, I feel like we've all been on Smosh for 10 years or more. We have overreacted plenty. We've also underreacted plenty.
Yeah,
so much has
too
happened.
Much. Yeah.
All right, well, let's get into these stories and determine if they're overreacting or not. I have a feeling they're maybe not.
You never know.
We'll see. First story, am I overreacting? Am I overreacting, or should I be creeped out by my Tinder date's messages?
Usually, yeah.
Hi, guys. Using a throwaway account for my own privacy. I, a 21-year-old woman, met this guy, 25-year-old male, on Tinder recently, and things were going pretty good between us. I thought he was funny and seemed sweet through our conversations. We talked frequently, and I eventually gave him my number. He recently asked me out on our first date at some fancy restaurant, and the date was going very well until he dropped me off at my house. When we got there, he basically tried to invite himself inside by saying that we could continue the date and have a few drinks inside. I was like, WTF, because this was the first date, and I don't do that type of stuff, and he was overly pushy about it, which made me uncomfortable and unsure if going on this date was a good idea. I eventually got him to go by saying I was feeling tired and that I had to get up early tomorrow for my morning shift, which wasn't a lie. The next morning, I had woken up to these weird-ass texts from him early in the morning. It genuinely creeped me out, but I don't know. He said he was drunk, but I still feel weird about the whole thing, and I haven't replied back yet because I don't know what to do. Am I just overreacting, or is this something to be concerned about? I have the text message.
Let's go.
Okay,
I need to hear
yeah,
this.
Okay. I would say already.
Yeah.
If anybody was like, oh, yeah, we went on a date, and then, like, when I told him, like, oh, I don't want to go inside my house, he was, like,
pushy.
He was pushing it all. If it's not just okay, I'm like, mm-hmm. That's a huge
like,
red flag.
What's going on?
Right
yeah.
off the bat, right off the bat. All right. These text messages. All right. We have our text messages. What time do you think these were sent at?
Oh, God.
3 a.m.
I'm thinking, like, between 2 and 4.
3:42 a.m.
There you
Let's go.
There
Way
you go.
To go.
All right.
At 3:42 a.m., he texts, hey, I was thinking of you all night when I got home. We should go out again. I'm disappointed we couldn't do more during our date. Would love to spend the night with a pretty girl like you. That was at 3:45 a.m. Now at 4:07 a.m., this is about 22 minutes later, he goes, now that I think about it, I'm pretty unhappy with how the night ended. 4:11 a.m. I don't know. I don't appreciate your bitchy attitude not letting me in after such a nice night. 4:14 a.m. If I'd known you weren't going to give me shit, I wouldn't have wasted my time with you.
Oh, my God.
So from in the span of a half an hour,
yeah.
he goes from, I had such a great time. No, I didn't. I had
Wait a
terrible
second.
Time.
You didn't give me poo nanny.
Oh, my God, dude.
Okay, so he leaves it at that at 4:14 a.m. 7:30 a.m., she texts him, WTF is your problem. I don't appreciate being spoken to in that way, and that was really uncalled for. If this is how you're going to act, I don't want to continue talking. 11:21 a.m., he responds.
Had to sleep some off.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna even read out the misspellings.
Okay, awesome. I love that shit.
I think there's only one, but it's funny. Holy shit. I am so sorry for all of that. I got drunk last night and don't remember shit. Please ignore that. I didn't mean a word I said and don't think of you like that at all. 15 minutes later. I know you are probably pretty unhappy with me, but I wanted to make things right. How about we go see that movie that you told me about so I can make things up to you? Smiley face.
Nar.
No. Dude.
I'm really surprised we didn't get a haha.
I know.
You know, like, zero ha-ha. Really,
no, don't
really
hate me. You're so sexy.
Or a lol. Yeah. Or a lol or, yeah, or LMAO.
Yeah.
No, don't talk to this guy.
I think if you like show that like you're this kind of like mythical Jekyll and Hyde thing when you're drunk, like that's a red flag in and of itself.
It's also like there's a red flag no matter what, because his excuse is, oh, after our date last night, I went and got drunk. So drunk that and then I got mean after I got drunk. I'd be like, hey man, there's no way out of this one. This one's bad.
Also being like, let me make it up to you by taking you out again. Like, no, you have not earned that yet.
Yeah.
Like, even if she wanted to consider giving him another chance, he needs to work back that trust all over again. This isn't a relationship that they've been in a while. They are two people who met on an app. She's still getting to know you. Like, I see stuff online about these kind of, I don't know if it's divine intervention or whatever, but like when early in a dating app situation, like the first time that the dude is told like no, or oh, you cancel on a date, like their response is actually a very telling blessing of like, someone was like, hey, I actually had to cancel on a Tinder date last minute and he exploded at me.
Right.
Like stuff like that those are the most important moments.
I've even heard of, and I don't agree with this as a test, but I've heard of—
doing it on purpose?
Yeah, doing it like canceling last minute on purpose to see how the man reacts. And then if it's bad, then they're like, okay, crisis averted.
Right.
And if it's good, then it's like, okay, then green flag. But also, like, that's fucked up to, like, play around with somebody's time.
Regardless, you're being ingenuine. And, yeah, because I remember we talked about that.
That test thing, I heard about that, too. And I had mixed feelings on it because I'm like, I understand. Like, being scared and wanting to be, like, you know,
cautious,
sure about a person. And I'm like, I see where the test can show a green flag or red flag. But if I'm the guy in that situation and I'm about to go on a date and last second they cancel, I am probably going to lose interest just because I'm going to be like, oh, they're not into me, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and it depends on the situation. And even if they explained that test, I would maybe, I don't know how I would feel. But I also understand the sentiment because it's like, you don't know who you're dealing with and you don't want to end up in a situation where you're at your front porch and then they're not like going away. So I understand the like dilemma. I don't think there's any situation where you're overreacting after a first date. You're allowed to just say, you don't want a second date.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's really not a situation where I would be like, you're overreacting. She also hasn't done anything besides just say, hey, that's messed up.
No.
Yeah, she's able to help.
The entitlement on this guy is crazy.
Yeah, she is. She's underreacting, I would go so far to say. The verdict, not overreacting.
Mm-hmm.
Comments, whoops, in quotations, whoops, sorry about that. Mask fell off for a second. Mm-hmm. He's hiding who he really is behind a nice guy act. Deep down, these drunk texts are how he really feels. After a long enough time, this is the guy you'll be dealing with, not whatever version of him you saw on the first date. And even that version of him was pushy. Run, 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 run. Someone else listed out a couple bullet points here. They said, number one, drunk texting is serious impulse control anyway. Lots of us have done it and regretted it, but this is next level. After a first date, and that hostile towards someone he just met? Number two, the passive-aggressive attitude. He goes from sweet guy to douche canoe at Mach 5. That's controlling male behavior right there. Guilt moves him into a position of emotional control over you. Number three, if I understand correctly, he was insistent on coming in / hooking up, whatever it was. A man that respects women doesn't push that boundary until the woman is ready. You can want a female sexually all the livelong day, but you're a goddamn adult. Keep your dick in your pants, idiot. As an older man, 57, who has made his share of mistakes and is now happily married for 15 years. In my opinion, this is not the kind of hassle you need, want, or deserve, especially after one date. Walk away, young lady. Mm-hmm. You can do better. No, you deserve better.
Walk away, young
lady. This guy loves Reddit.
Walk away!
This person was doing Reddit for a long time. This person does this as a hobby.
The first Redditor.
I love that became our impression of a 57-year-old. It's like, hey! He's like, whoa, dude,
He's like, hold on.
Last comment, someone said, run, without a word, sounds like he knows where you live. A mistake I learned a long time ago, no one gets to know where I live until I've vetted them for a while.
No, that's fair. That's very valid.
That's fair.
Fair.
I don't know if I've told the story on camera, but we've talked about how, like, that one guy on Tinder who, like, I'm so glad I never went on a date with because he was so pushy about going on a first date, but I had expressed very explicitly from the beginning that I was only on there to talk, wasn't going to do anything or meet anybody for a while because I was, like, freshly single. He kept pushing for a date.
Is he the one that was obsessed with your skin?
Yes. Let's go down the line first. But where I was literally like, I'm not. And he'd be like, please, can we just go on one date and then we don't have to go on for another one for a long time. Just one date, please. And I was like, no, you're overwhelming right now. Like, this is not what I want. He was like, you know what? You're right. I'm sorry. I would rather talk to you than not have you at all. And like, women are complicated. Or like, what did he say? It was like, yeah, women are so different from men. Like, women's skin is malleable and stretchy and soft, whereas men's skin is tougher and whatever. And I was like, LOL, didn't know I was talking to a serial killer. Ha ha. And he was like, I'm just stating a fact.
That's the most serial killer response to that.
He's like, a fact that I've verified.
A fact that I know.
People.
I ended up having to block him. And then apparently, like, he found me at a bar later, but my friend who, like, just hates men happened to push him out of the way. And so I didn't even, like, interact. It's so wild.
We all need that friend.
Yeah.
I agree, though, being careful and taking things slow from dating apps, you know? You just never
100%.
know.
100%.
I think it's weird, like, because I've gone on dates where you know, we'd find a place to eat, and then they send me their address to, like, pick them up. I'm like, You just give out your address to strangers all willy nilly.
Yeah, I agree.
They're lucky it was you.
Well, I still murder them.
Well, I still kill them.
Yeah, yeah.
We have a small, tiny little update.
Okay.
I didn't end up responding to his texts and blocked him. Hopefully, that's the end of things.
I hope so too. Hopefully, nice. He forgets your address.
Maybe he was drunk already. So
yeah,
that'd be the hope.
Was he drunk by himself? I'm like, did he just go back out? Did he hang out with other people?
That's what I mean. It's a red flag no matter what.
Yeah.
It's not a great look.
No text. No text. No 3 a.m. text is a good thing.
3:42, basically 4 a.m. text.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Drunk.
Mm-hmm. Alone.
Yeah.
Weird.
All right. Our next story. Am I overreacting? My boyfriend gave his mother the dress I wanted for my birthday. Wow.
Wait, say that again. Say that one more time.
My boyfriend gave his mother the dress I wanted for my birthday.
Oh.
Mommy? Mamacita?
Mamacita? All right. I, a 23-year-old woman, have been dating my boyfriend, who's 26, for the past 3 years. About 2 months ago, while we were out shopping, I saw this really gorgeous, amazing dress that was just perfect for me and in my favorite color. He looked at the dress and said it was beautiful, but it was rather expensive, $200. So he didn't end up getting it. For weeks after this, I would constantly talk about the dress to him and how I couldn't stop thinking about how beautiful it was and hope one day I could save to buy it since we've been budgeting a bit lately. He would hear about this dress from me all the time and talked about how great he thought it would look on me. So yesterday was my birthday and we had a little get-together with some members of both our families to celebrate. Except when his mother arrived at our house, she was wearing the exact dress in the exact color. I was stunned. I thought that he must have told her about it and she went and got one, but it turns out that that wasn't the case. In my surprise, I said, oh my God, there's no way. That's the same dress I was looking for and dying over for months. And she replied saying, oh really? Zane, OP's boyfriend, gave it to me as a gift last month. I was shocked and confused. Even more so when my boyfriend gave me the birthday gift he got me and it was a gift card for Sephora for $50. For the rest of the night, I sat quietly in a corner in silence and confusion. I felt hurt and was lost in my head as to what was going on. My boyfriend and everyone was blissfully unaware and happy the entire night, and I didn't want to ruin the mood, so I started to try to put on a good face. But I can't shake this feeling of being hurt. A part of me feels like I am overreacting and acting spoiled and entitled. Am I? Just need to know if I need to calm down and not be upset about this.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is...
What?
Okay, so what I'm hearing is he buys this dress that he said would look so good on his girlfriend for his mom, and then goes to his girlfriend and goes, and yeah, maybe put on some makeup, toots.
Yeah, here's $50 of makeup. Fix your face.
Don't fix your
face. And $50 at Sephora is like a sample size of moisturizer.
That's like nothing. Right?
That's like, one like cleansing balm.
Yeah. So what the hell?
What in the world?
So he looked at the dress and said it was beautiful, but it was rather expensive. She was the one who was like, this is perfect. This is perfect for me. He goes, oh, well, it's a little expensive. But then in that month, he buys it for his mom.
What in the hell?
And I don't even think they explained that it was for her birthday or anything. Like, his mom didn't have a birthday. He just bought it for his mom.
We're all thinking the same. Right? We're all thinking the same thing.
Whoa.
This is a little...
He's just a guy that loves his mom. I don't see what the big deal is.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
There's no tones of Game of Thrones in here.
Wow. I don't even, the logic just doesn't logic to me.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
She's not overreacting at all. I understand, though, why she is coming here questioning this, because everyone in this room... Everyone in that room there at the celebration was acting like this was all completely normal. They established, you wanted this dress, but he bought it for your mom instead, for his mom instead.
Right.
And hey, that's just how it goes, whatever.
I mean, let's entertain the fact that, okay, they've been in a relationship for 3 years.
Yeah.
Said, you know, your mom and the weight that your mom would hold in your life compared to someone you've been dating that you haven't known as long as, you know, your mom. Like... maybe you're willing to spend more on family. You know, maybe that's where his logic was.
But they've been together for 3 years. Like, 3 years is where I'm like, hey, that's a serious relationship.
So
like,
weird.
I'm just like, is it head trauma? Did he think that, like, his mom... did he think that his mom was his girlfriend?
Head trauma.
Like,
he got him mixed up.
Like, I don't know, Italian.
I'm like, did he go back to the mall and he's like, oh, the dress? There was a woman that said that she wanted this dress.
Who did I?
There's only two women in my life.
Ah.
50-50, flip a coin. I guess it was my mom.
Oh my God.
I need to know. I have so many questions. The verdict was not overreacting. Comments, sounds like he did it on purpose. He probably knows you have good taste and used that to get a present for his mom. Was it a gift for something specific or just a gift out of nowhere? He had to know you'd see her wearing it. What was he thinking? Sounds like he wasn't, to be honest. Sounds like he's a mama's boy and didn't put in any effort for your gift. I'd be livid. Don't put up with this BS, girl. You deserve better. If you want to talk it out with him, do that and see what he says. But I don't know. It doesn't seem worth it to me. But if you do, mention how it was obvious that you wanted that dress and how hurtful it was that he gifted it to his mom and not you when he knew you loved that dress. OP responded, saying, a part of me also had this thought. Was this intentional and planned? Then I thought I was being paranoid and they would never do that. But then thinking more, I then thought it had to be done on purpose. My head is in circles trying to piece it together. Someone said, babe, there is no way a 26-year-old man is this oblivious. He is treating you like dirt. It's not about the dollar value of your birthday present. It's that it was just a gift card with zero thought. Then for him to know how much you've been banging on about this dress and to randomly buy it for his mother is beyond strange.
Mm-hmm.
You're 23. Just quietly end the relationship. You don't even need to cite this as the reason. He and his mama will gaslight you anyway. Just say you don't feel the same and are ending it. Don't say more. Someone said, I would be upset too. It's okay that he gets his mother a present more expensive than yours, but buying the thing you wanted so much for his mom and letting her wear it at your birthday, that's either stupid or really mean.
Yeah, I mean, okay, the previous commenter, like, guys, it's not like, you can't just go, like, it sounds like he's like, just flee the country and start over.
Yeah.
You're 23, like, no, I
a little bit far.
So desperately want OP to just ask why.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I want. Because, yeah, OP is not crazy. They were talking about this dress constantly for months. Like,
yeah,
there's no mistake here.
You, right.
The boyfriend knows.
But for like the Redditor, and it's classic Reddit being like, oh, this person looked at you funny, break up with them.
It's
like, right. I don't think it's necessarily breakup material, but it's definitely like, hey, what the fuck?
Yeah, you know, like, we can't just ignore this. We need to talk about it.
100%.
And see how he reacts.
Yeah, true. That's fair. That's I agree with that. But 3 years is like, and she is 23. And like I have said this before, that when you're in your early 20s, like if enough red flags happen, I'm like, hey, like
not
it's okay.
It.
Like there's no stakes involved as far as like you're not married, you don't have kids, like you have so much life ahead of you. Like, and I think that mindset should be the case no matter what your age or situation is, depending on what's going on. But
especially
but
so, yeah.
I agree that I think like she's confused. She should talk to him and gauge how he reacts and how he respects her in his response on what she should do.
That was an interesting take that one Redditor had, was like, maybe he just thought you had really good taste and then used that. Like, I feel like that's an interesting take that I didn't consider.
Yeah.
I mean, like, was it still right? Because if she was like, I love that dress, I would really like that dress, then I don't know, maybe that doesn't
I guess it's a red flag to me because it's so... For me, with a relationship, it's like you communicate these things, right? It's like, oh, you love this, right? So I'm like, I would probably let you know if I'm like, oh, you love that. Could I buy that for someone else? Just say that. Because it probably, this all could have been averted if he goes, this dress is so awesome. My mom, like, I was going to get her a gift soon. And like, this dress would be great for her. Like,
and let's not forget the favorite color part, which means
sounds
like that there was other colors at the store when they were looking at it. And she's like, and it's perfect. It's in my favorite color. And it was the same color. I have theories on why this happened, but I need to know.
Yeah. Well, we might find out because we have an update.
Zen.
It's not a huge update, but it's an update.
We can't overreact. It's be Zen.
Okay. I finally got the nerve to straight up ask him about everything, and his response was he thought I had to be humbled a bit because I got way too overly excited about something as trivial as a dress.
Oh!
Kick him to the curb!
Oh!
He thought it would be fun to see my reaction to it all.
Fun? Sorry.
Where's Zen? It's okay. Everything's fine.
His mother had no idea about any of this and just thought her son was giving her a gift. I am so upset and hurt that I just called my mom to come get me and will be staying with her for a few days while I figure out the next steps, but I am not going back to him.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Mom, can you come pick me up? My boyfriend's a nightmare.
So the boyfriend doesn't want to buy the dress as a gift, but he will spend $200
to humble his girlfriend.
Disgusting!
That would not have been one of my guesses. Was that one of your...
No, I thought that the mom maybe saw him shopping for it and she was like, I'm more important than your girlfriend, buy it for me. Like, you know, the classic...
Like a mama's boy situation,
Like a boy mom, yeah. But that is way worse. That's way worse.
That's wild. Like, I mean, I just would never like assume like evil intent. And that's getting there.
It's we're seeing it a lot with stories these past few years. And I think it's just like online rhetoric with like dudes with how they treat like women. It's just like, well, you need to be humbled. Like, oh, you want too much. Oh, you care about a dress? Like, I don't know.
God forbid a woman loves a dress.
I know. What? Like, God what does
forbid.
She need to be
humble? God forbid a woman loves a dress.
Because she, way too overly excited about something as trivial as a dress.
Overly excited? I am so sorry.
He's deciding what she should be excited about. Cool.
He's excited about this.
You know what? Can I say?
I'm sorry, guys.
Hell yeah.
You know what upsets me about this is because I'm someone, I I struggle sometimes with like buying people gifts, right? Because it's not always easy. It's like, what do you get people, right? And sometimes you get a perfect like serve up where someone, you get to hear that someone goes, oh my God, this thing, I want this thing. And you're like, fuck yeah. Like now I know that you want this thing. And like that happens, I feel like it happens all the time around the office where like, I don't know what to get someone, but then you'll hear something in passing or they'll mention something. It's like, sweet, awesome. And he had that. A month before her birthday,
like
he slam dunk, and he does this. I'm like, do you want to break up? Just break up. Like, oh my God, man. Mm-hmm.
He tried to like humble her, but he wound up humbling himself.
Yeah,
but she's gonna break up with
entirely.
His ass.
He's gonna probably humble himself out of many relationships unless he changes this behavior.
That is not someone who cares about you at all in any sense. No. If they do that,
no. And I'm so glad she immediately. Both of these people have reacted very properly in walking away.
Mm-hmm. Truly.
Some people hate joy. All right, our next story. The title is a good one.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, so you're just gonna hold it over our heads like that. You're a little too excited about this story, buddy.
Hey, Zen. Zen.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Zen.
I'm sorry.
Am I overreacting? She shit with me in the shower.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna need some more details.
All right. I actually think this. I'm trying to gauge what exactly is happening here. I think some people could be
divided. Wait, did she shit in the? Okay.
No. I'm like, there's many versions of this.
I wanna. Okay. Yeah.
This is so interesting because it could mean so many things.
Yeah.
Hello, longtime lurker, first time poster. Throw away because I don't want this affiliated with my main. I, a 22-year-old woman. Have been dating this girl, a 21-year-old woman, for about 3 months, and it's been great. The only red flag I've seen before this was she was a bit messy, leaving things without putting them away, including trash. Anyway, yesterday...
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm just like, I know what's coming. I feel like I know what's coming.
Anyway, yesterday we went to a karaoke club, got super wasted, and she spilled her drink all over us. No big deal. We went to my apartment. We were in the shower. Nothing sexy or anything. We were too drunk for that. But I remember looking down, and there was a streak on the bottom of the shower, and I asked her what it was. I shit you not, she said, oopsie, I did a poopsie.
Yes! Yes!
And pushed a ball of shit into the drain with her toe.
That's what... That is wife material right
no!
there.
No!
Oop.
No,
in the moment.
She didn't even poop in her head and throw it in the toilet. She didn't even poop her head and throw it in the toilet.
I didn't know what to say. I kind of just stood there. This chick really just pooped.
And she waffle stomped.
And
too.
She did.
It doesn't sound like she waffle stomped. It sounded like she did a little toe. Oh, no.
She booped the poop.
Booped the poop. She booped the poop.
God, Eric. I told myself that she was drunk and we could talk about it tomorrow, today. Fast forward to this morning. When we woke up, I could not get what I saw yesterday out of my head. I tried to keep it light and laughed about the pooping, but I tried to keep it light and laugh about the pooping, maybe try to get it into the toilet in the future. And she goes on to explain that she just feels comfortable with me and doesn't want to hide who she is anymore.
No! 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 Break up! Break up! Break up! It's over! It's over! Send her to the dark realm.
I don't wanna hide who I am anymore. The trash man! I throw trash all over the ring! I asked if she poops in the shower all the time. She does. I asked if she could refrain from doing so in my shower, and she agreed. I just feel like I can't move past this and look at her the same and kind of want to break up with her. Am I overreacting? All right.
Okay.
Let's spin back real quick.
Okay.
Because what I thought this was maybe going to be is the more normal version of this.
Where you're in the shower and then she's
where you're in the shower and someone comes in and they use the toilet,
which
right?
Which is fine.
Same.
Which I think like, I feel like there's plenty of relationships out there where they go, that's normal.
Yeah,
and then
sure.
There's plenty of relationships where I feel like they go, no. Mm-hmm. Like, but I'm like, this is, I've said this before, my view on relationships is like, it's like those day-to-day things that are huge, right? Where it's like how you view the bathroom, how you guys share the bathroom together. Do you shut the bathroom door?
Right.
Do you leave the bathroom door open? This is all, and this the way they entered this arena,
big.
And she is saying, hey, this is who I am. And look, when someone tells you who they are,
believe them.
Oh, even if they're definitely when they're shitting actively while they say it.
Oh my God.
Like she has to know it's not normal to poop in the shower and then waffle stomp it down the drain.
Oh,
like,
wee.
Like she has to know. So then like for her to just like fling it upon her girlfriend.
Don't say these words. Don't say fling.
Rather than like, you know, maybe approach it and be like, hey, babe, so like this is something that I like to do. Like, yeah. That's crazy.
By the way, the poop in your hand thrown in the toilet, it's a joke. It's something that I heard from someone and I thought it was so
there's
funny.
A famous,
and
there's
I just
a famous,
love repeating it to whenever there's an opportunity.
Monkeys do
there's
it.
There's a famous.
Throw it in the toilet?
Oh, throw it.
There's a very famous online clip of a guy not, like, that's what he was doing for all his life and he didn't realize that wasn't normal. It's actually, so we've read a lot.
Yeah.
And this is a thing where people, like, because it's not something people discuss in an adulthood or just even at a certain point, people have very unique bathroom habits that were probably normalized in their family growing up.
Right.
And then they never learned that it wasn't normal because it's not discussed.
For sure. And that's fine. Everybody's got their routine. But then when another person is in the shower with you, it becomes a different thing.
Yeah, I want to know, does she wash her legs? Like, is she the type to just do like pits and bits and hair? Or does she, yeah. And then what, bits, shits? Yeah.
Here's the thing.
And then what does she do first? Does she shit first and then wash? Because I feel like that would be the same.
Yeah, that would
be. We're really going into this, huh? So, but let's assume we've got some people in the chat who do this. Let's assume.
Let's just state
right now, the shower drain is not built for these activities.
We have
the
to
toilet,
have
a toilet. Let me finish my poop etiquette. The toilet is built in a sense where the material, there's things are not supposed to catch on these pipings and things because that's a lot of bacteria that could build up. The shower drain cannot handle that. It can barely handle like piss. Or like, I can handle piss. I don't know what I'm saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? God, delete the piss part.
Not my piss.
Hair.
It can barely handle hair. It can barely handle freaking conditioner sometimes. Or an exfoliant. God forbid I use an exfoliating wash. But like...
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
So just understand, if you are a shower pooper, that's what's happening.
I'm very excited to look at the comments because you know we're going to have a few comments of plumber here. Actually,
actually, it's healthier.
Actually, go for it.
Pipe scientist here. Actually,
I also like. I'm curious. Like, was she just full standing, or did she take a squat?
I think she was standing.
That's
wild. Is it just rolls down your leg?
Sounds uncomfortable as hell.
I just can't fathom. Like, maybe she'd been doing that like in her shower.
Probably.
Like without him for a long time, and just you would never know.
Yeah, and they've been dating for 3 months. So like,
that means she
was not shitting in the shower, unless they had not showered together. But I don't know. This just seems like a brand new behavior that she is revealing to her.
Yeah.
The comments, the verdict, not overreacting. Fair. Comments, nope. She is just a nasty, disgusting person.
Oh.
I don't care how comfortable people are with each other. Pooping in the shower is gross, and that should never, ever happen. And that she is so cavalier about it, just too much. You can never unsee that. Someone replied to that saying, right? This is just completely unacceptable. What else has she been keeping under wraps from OP? That's a serious hygiene / sanitary issue that can't be overlooked. Even if the girlfriend washed her feet and bleached the shower and her feet afterwards, it still wouldn't make it okay.
Yeah.
Not to mention that OP said she's not good about picking up after herself, including trash. Chances are she is not bleaching her shower every time she poops in there. I just can't wrap my head around this not overreacting that it's common. Run, OP, run. Someone said, by the title, I was thinking girlfriend took a shit in the toilet while she was taking a shower. I'd prefer someone to wait until I was out of the bathroom, but if they couldn't hold it, it wouldn't be a deal breaker. In the shower with me? No, just no. And then on top of that, it wasn't a drunken one-off? Gross. I couldn't get past that. OP responded, you really can't. It's been replaying in my head today. I just don't find her attractive anymore.
Yeah.
And she is into foot stuff.
What?
Oh, no.
I put that toe in my mouth before.
No!
Shane, you did not just say that. Shane, you did not just say that. Take it back. You're pranking us. You didn't say that.
No, look, I was gonna say, I hope she's not into feet stuff. And
she's into foot stuff!
Bro, no!
She's into foot stuff!
And we don't know if she's bleaching her feet afterwards.
She's stinky!
That meme of the wolf ripping the shirt. She's into foot stuff!
Oh my God, she's stinky.
Dude, bro. When your girlfriend is a waffle stomper and a foot person.
Please, that's crazy. I'm begging.
Your girlfriend's putting a lot of boyfriends to shame right now.
Yeah.
Damn.
Holy crap.
I at the start of this story, I thought what it was going to be is like the OP, like, shit themselves in the shower on accident, and then the girlfriend in solidarity shit herself. I was like, oh, baby, it's okay. And I've been like, oh, that's really disgusting, but like, sweet. No. There's no redeeming this person.
Sorry, your girlfriend's straight out of Resident Evil.
Yeah, no, you're going to create a monster.
Yeah.
Like,
That's how the T-virus formed.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's toxic waste. That's dangerous.
And you're putting it in your mouth.
Put that girl on the train wreck poop cruise.
Oh, my God, yeah. She was the one who started it all.
She started the poop cruise.
She went, this is elementary shit to me.
Yeah.
Oh, where I belong.
Yeah. I'm in my element.
That was the cruise. Amazing.
Yeah.
There's one last comment. You cannot spend your life with somebody that shits on the floor and mashes it down the drain with their foot. I feel like this isn't a thing that even needs to be verbalized.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Man.
Oh,
that is an open and shut case.
That might be one of the wildest stories I think we've...
It's been a minute since we've had, like, just egregious, like... an immediate egregious behavior like that. Mm-hmm. Wow. All right.
So I guess she's like single now or?
Ian.
Our next story. Am I overreacting at how my boyfriend talks to his roommate? I think it's a really good, like, that's such a good litmus test of your, when you're dating someone or even just a friend. Like, how they treat other people is not something that should go unignored.
Oh,
but it's something that I think people ignore all the time.
Yeah.
Especially servers.
Servers.
If you see somebody, like, never say thank you to, like, a waiter or something, you're like, ooh.
Yeah, it's a huge red flag. And then beyond that, even if they're nice to waiters and stuff, it's like how they treat your friends, how they treat their friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that matters just as much as how they treat you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel kind of weird about this. My boyfriend, who's 26, lives with his 31-year-old roommate, 31-year-old man, and has been since January of this year. It's the roommate's house. He just rents a room out to my boyfriend. I remember right when he moved in, my boyfriend didn't like that his roommate washed his dishes and went into his bathroom to get his trash. My boyfriend can be lazy, but he also works a lot, so I told him his roommate was probably just helping him out. Aww. Here's some text messages between OP's boyfriend and his roommate. So OP's boyfriend says, hey, so I don't want any issues, but can you not touch my things without my permission, please? Roommate responds, your things? Like my dishes and stuff. Oh, okay, yeah, I won't touch your things. I was just trying to help, that's all. I apologize.
Oh.
OP's boyfriend says, like going into my bathroom and getting my trash. Roommate responds, I just try to collect all the trash before the garbage pickup, but I'll stay out of your things, I'm sorry. I don't go through your personal things, I just get the trash. Fast forward to now, where my boyfriend is working 12-hour shifts, and now all of a sudden he wants help. I told him he was out of line talking to him like that, but he said it's just because he's blunt and doesn't beat around the bush. But still, there's a way to get your point across, and you should be asking a hell of a lot nicer if you want someone to wash your dishes. Okay, so now I guess the boyfriend has flipped and now wants him to wash his dishes and do his shit.
Got you.
So OP's boyfriend texts his roommate saying, so when I work 12-hour shifts, I really don't want to come home to a pile of dishes in the sink. Roommate says, what do you mean? I mean if the dishes sit in the sink for 2 days, you can wash them. I wash mine. Then you can wash mine? Not trying to start shit, but I'm tired as hell when I get off and to see the dishes just piss me off. Ugh. You're at home all day. You told me not to touch your things. I'm so confused right now. Boyfriend says, is it not common sense if I haven't washed the dishes in 2 days that something is wrong? The roommate says, yeah, I guess so. Don't be mad, please. I will wash them now.
Oh my God.
And then later he says, they are cleaned, smiley face. I will keep them clean for you until you tell me to stop. I'm sorry. Oh, I should have been doing it anyways. I just didn't want to overstep.
This is like a conversation that
I feel like somebody would have with an AI and not a real human being.
This sounds like Jarvis. Yeah.
Well, he's talking to this person like it's his wife. Like,
not
like
even.
As someone who treats their wife like shit.
Like a wife who should divorce him.
Yeah. A bad situation. Yeah, yeah. Like going like, I don't want to, I come home from serving and bringing family food and I'm sorry.
Oh man.
You've changed. It's this new haircut.
This haircut is bringing out like an Italian man constantly where I'm like.
No, I'm all for it.
I had roommates, you know, for a year or so and there was a lot of times where it's like I got annoyed that people left their own dishes in the sink a long time. But like people would wash each other's dishes on occasion. It was like, this is like a thing. But if someone was like, hey man, I expect you to wash my dishes. I know that even me at 23 would have been like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
Like, no. That feels like a universal, like, that's not my job, bro. But to be asked, don't wash my dishes.
Yes.
Bro. Right. You're being weird. Don't wash my dishes.
But if they've been there for 2 days,
okay.
Then, like, how could you not wash them? Isn't that obvious?
It's common sense,
okay,
bro.
King of the universe. She continues on saying, he says I'm being sensitive about this because I said he needs to apologize. Am I overreacting? I don't know. It kind of has me looking at him differently. Also, is it just me or does it seem like his roommate is scared of him or something? The constant apologizing seems weird. I've met his roommate and he's really nice, just shy and keeps to himself. Oh my God.
This poor guy.
He's probably just trying to keep the peace, you know?
Yeah.
Keep the roommate situation positive. Like, I feel bad for the guy because he's obviously being very overly accommodating.
Yeah, and he's older than OP's boyfriend, right?
He's 5 years older.
31 versus 26. Like, how can you be, like, I know it's not like a whole, like, you must respect your elders thing, but like, for you to be talking down to this person as if, like, it's just like, what?
You got to figure out that's your responsibility. Your dishes, that's your responsibility. Yeah. I don't care how many hours you're working.
And, you know, there is a human way to go about this. Yes, I can understand, like, even if someone was trying to do me a solid and going into my bathroom and getting my trash, I probably would be the same of like, hey, my bathroom is my space.
Right.
I appreciate it, but I got it. But it's like so sweet that this person does it. But then it's like, oh, now I'm working 12-hour days. I'd be like, hey, I'm so sorry I'm doing this to you, but I actually like really appreciate that you were doing that, especially now that I'm working really hard. So the boundary I set before is no longer there. Do whatever you feel.
That's like, entirely fair. This and all the actions that happened could be fine if it came from a respectful place.
Yeah.
He is one of the most entitled people.
Yeah,
I've ever seen.
To me, it sounds like he's too insecure to say like, and like it feels like he's losing and like losing the ground that he took by saying I'm sorry, never mind. He's going no, like he has. It just gives insecurity to
right.
me. Like
this is this guy's house.
Yeah,
he's renting a room out of this guy's house,
right?
And then making all these demands from this guy.
Yeah,
Boyfriend is very lucky that people have allowed him to treat them this way.
Yeah.
Like, because this roommate owns this house, that he's renting this room to this guy, and also doing things for him. Like, that's, like, what?
I kind of feel like it has nothing to do with the dishes or the trash. Like, not to get, like, you know, unqualified psychologist on this, but, like, it sounds like he doesn't have much control over whatever else is going on in his life. And he's like taking it out on somebody else being like, actually, you need to do it this way. You need to do it this way. Cause it sounds like, you know, maybe he He doesn't sound like a happy person.
Right, no, he sounds awful.
He does not sound like a happy person.
OP needs to run. That is so disrespectful.
Yeah.
Like, that is, to treat someone that horribly.
And at that familiarity, imagine, yeah. You know.
I'm just like, he's going to do that to you.
Yeah.
Like, there, you have to assume he's going to do that to you. Unless you talk to him and he has a come to Jesus moment. He's like, oh, you're right. I'm being a horrible asshole.
And which he
but
hasn't done
we
yet.
We know that that's not going to happen. Yeah, yeah, she tried. And he's clearly not.
She tried to.
She said,
she
said he needs
to apologize.
Oh, okay.
And he said, no,
he says
being
she's being sensitive.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
no.
Oh.
No, run.
No.
The verdict, not overreacting. Comments, if your boyfriend was my roommate, the first thing I would have told him is I don't give a fuck if he's working 60 hours a week. He's a big boy and needs to wash his own dishes. And on that note, I do not appreciate him leaving his dirty dishes in my sink for 2 days. If I stay home all day and do absolutely nothing, as the owner of this place, that is my right. In the future, if he wishes to continue renting my room, he needs to make sure his trash and dirty dishes are out of common areas within 24 hours, or I will be speaking with him. What a fucking tool. I wonder if anyone has ever set him straight before.
It doesn't sound like it.
OP responds, crazy thing is that the roommate doesn't sit at home all day doing nothing. He just works from home. Mm-hmm. This whole situation just made me feel gross and look at him differently.
Yeah.
Someone said, not overreacting. Poor roommate needs a spine because that's his mother effing house and your boyfriend is being a complete asshole to him. Who the fuck does he think he's talking to? Man better be glad he caught his roommate because most people would absolutely not bend to this BS. Mm-hmm. I'd shut that down so fast and he'd do his own dishes or get the fuck out of my house. Your boyfriend is 100% a bully and, quite frankly, an indecisive, moody, entitled little shit. You seem lovely, and I hope he doesn't treat you this way. OP responded saying, he does not treat me like this, but now I'm kind of giving him the side eye. I don't see or speak to his roommate much when I go over, but he's very soft-spoken and, from what I can see, clearly doesn't like confrontation. Lastly, someone said, it's not his house. He is telling the owner of the house to do the dishes he used and is justifying being a slob, leaving the dishes he used because he is tired from work. After he went off on the owner of the house for keeping the place clean, your boyfriend is an ignorant man-child. And if I was the owner of the house, I'd tell him he has 30 days notice to vacate. Your boyfriend needs to grow up and learn respect and manners, regardless of his shift length.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that... like that type of behavior, if I saw it from my friends, I'd have to be like, you cannot talk to someone that
way. Yeah.
And for them to be like, ah, it's fine.
You're overreacting.
Like, who are you?
Like, yeah. You're being, you have a, like, just no, just no. There's no, and I, if I was in OP's shoes, I would go so far as to, like, talk to the roommate. I'd be like, hey, I'm probably not going to stick around with this guy, and I just want you to know that
yeah.
You do not need to get talked to that way, and, like, I wouldn't be mad at you if you kicked him out or whatever.
Because to not apologize, to not be like, you're right, sorry, I was working 12 hours, I was exhausted, I've been mad, like all these things. There, if he could remedy it by apologizing and being like, I'm wrong. But he's not doing that.
Right.
And it's like, well, all right, man, you've sealed your fate.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like those people, they need like a real big like wake
ego
up.
Ego check, yeah.
Like a wake up call. So, I mean, maybe this will be it. You know, the girlfriend will break up with him, he'll get kicked out of this house.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll change.
Hopefully.
Yeah, because it's not like that behavior is going to just, like, fade away. Like, he lives there. She's going to keep seeing that.
Yeah.
Well, and he's been, like, positively reinforced by being this way. He's still getting the things that he wants.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I feel like that's a reinforcement of his behavior.
It's true. Our behavior gets reinforced, too. I mean, you get away with shit. Mm-hmm. And, like, people who get away with shit keep doing it because they keep getting away with it.
It's ugly.
It's really ugly. I mean, look, I've said it many times that I think the ultimate punishment for people like this is unless people confront them and they take it in, what always ends up happening, I feel like, for these types of people like this guy is they find themselves later in life with absolutely nobody close to them.
Mm-hmm. And they'll never understand why.
They'll have people they control for brief periods of time, but they're never going to have a real, genuine connection with people because they push everyone away.
And hopefully that changes, and hopefully...
Hopefully.
That doesn't happen.
But that is the path.
The current path.
Yeah.
The and current quest line, you
call it karma, but I mean, it's also just like the consequences and the reality of the situation.
Yeah, repercussions.
Yeah, people don't want to deal with that shit.
Yeah.
They don't have to.
Yeah, and if you're the 31-year-old roommate, you are a kind, beautiful soul.
Yeah, dude. I hope that 31-year-old roommate listens to this show because, dude, do not tolerate that.
No, you're a very nice person. And yeah, if I was the roommate, I also would be like, stay out of my bathroom, but thanks for doing my dishes. You're so nice. Yeah. I will definitely take out the trash more
right.
often too, or something.
Yeah.
You're so nice.
Let us know if you need a new roommate. Courtney's ready to move in.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
This guy's so nice.
Shame. Wow, he seems really cool. All right, our next story comes from the subreddit Relationships. And it's an older one. Ooh. A 9-year-old story.
Ooh, classic.
Yeah. I, a 24-year-old woman, was just uninvited from a wedding that had already started. Am I overreacting?
Whoa.
So she was kicked out of a wedding. I was just uninvited from a wedding that had already started.
Okay.
That's... that is being kicked out of the wedding.
Yeah, she's,
yeah, okay.
Today, my partner, who's a 24-year-old man, let's call him Eric, and I, 24-year-old woman, were invited to the wedding of one of his oldest friends from school. We received our save the date months ago, and the invite was addressed to Eric and Vicky. Our invite stated we were invited for the whole shebang, the service, the breakfast, and the evening reception. Our RSVP required both of our dietary requirements for the breakfast, which we replied to ages ago. I thought this was pretty awesome and generous of the bride and groom, and as I had never met either of them, and Eric was only close with the bride, so it was a very nice gesture. The wedding is a few hours away from where we live, and since neither of us drive, I booked train tickets in advance, which came to about £60 each return, and an Airbnb, which worked out at £90 between us. We don't earn a lot, so this is quite a big spend to justify. However, since they had invited us to the whole wedding, we thought it would be rude not to go. The bride also specified colors we should wear, so I bought a new outfit since I didn't have anything formal that would be suitable. Not the end of the world, but with Christmas coming up, it was a bit difficult, and I had to be really frugal all through November to make it work. Total spend was probably double what I would spend monthly on fun stuff, like going out for dinner or drinks or new clothes. Mm. We got to the service, and it was beautiful. The bride looked lovely, and it was very emotional. I get nervous at weddings, couldn't say why, and so I hadn't eaten beforehand, figuring the 4-course breakfast would fill me up nicely. After the ceremony, we went straight into the venue to have drinks and sit down at tables. We were towards the back of the line into the venue, and so half the congregation had already sat down. We glanced at the seating plan, saw Eric's name, and headed over. There was no place setting for me. Eric found his name, but there weren't any free seats at the table. Eric sat down, and I asked an usher whether there was a mistake. He didn't know, so he waved over the bride. She and I had never met before, but she seemed friendly until she opened her mouth. Oh no, you're not part of the breakfast. The invitation was just for the reception and service. You're welcome to come back later. This was in front of most of the guests who had already sat down in a big venue, probably 140-ish seats. The usher suggested I go to the pub. Eric didn't know what to do, but didn't want to cause a scene, so he stayed put and stayed quiet. I quite literally have never felt so embarrassed and humiliated in my life. I left and it was raining heavily. I hadn't brought an umbrella since it was an indoor wedding. Being in a rural place, I had to walk about 20 minutes to get anywhere else. The usher had suggested a pub where the other guests are, so I just kept walking, but my shoes were literally ruined and soaked through, as well as being pretty damn cold because it's December and I was dressed for a wedding. I got to the pub to find a handful of merrymakers drinking heavily at 2 p.m. in wedding clothes, introduced myself kind of awkwardly as they were total strangers, and they were luckily very nice. They invited me to sit with them and tell them about the service. All of them had only been invited to the reception. I asked one of them if I could see their invite, and it was crystal clear that they were evening guests. There was no mention of the service or the breakfast, nor their dietary requirements. I apparently was the only person who was invited and then uninvited to the whole do. I sat with them and had some food because I was starving, yeah. But they all started leaving to get ready at about 4 p.m. Being a total stranger, I didn't think it was best to ask to come with them, but I had never been to this town before, and besides Eric, I didn't know anybody. Since being ejected at 1:30 p.m.-ish, I was expected to just hang until 7:30 p.m. when the reception started. So I left. I felt so unwelcome and unwanted that I just wanted to go home. The evening events will start in about half an hour without me, but I just can't bring myself to attend knowing that half the guests watched me being asked to leave by the bride herself. I traded in my train ticket, which was a return for tomorrow, and now I'm traveling back alone. I texted Eric to tell him, but he didn't respond. I've been holding back tears since I was ejected 6 hours ago, and I feel completely torn. I don't understand what happened with the invite, whether it was a mistake or whether I was just supposed to know that that it was only for Eric. Despite being addressed to both of us, despite asking for both of our dietary restrictions, despite explicitly stating we were invited to the whole wedding. Part of me feels like I should have gone to the evening reception too, but I'm soaked through. My hair and makeup look awful. My shoes are unwearable. I am barefoot on a really gross floor right now. And I'm freezing. I look like a mess and I feel so stupid. Aww. Did I mess up here? I feel like I've just been totally fucked over, and I'm really upset that Eric didn't stand up for me or say anything or leave the breakfast with me, although I think that's less because of malice and more that he's just a bit hopeless when put on the spot. I've never heard of a wedding where you invite a plus one by name, but then they aren't invited to as much of the wedding as the other half of the couple. Nobody else at the wedding had this happen. I don't see how it can be personal since I've never met any of them before. I'm really upset and can't wrap my head around how weird today has been. If this happened to you, what would you do?
Oh, that's so sad.
Oh, so sad.
My God.
Why did you guys get such a sad story?
This one sounds like a movie scene.
Yeah, it's really like, no, so, no.
Also, I wish that you would have just done it in a British accent the whole time.
There were parts when really it's like, when they're talking, where I thought about it, where it's like, when the bride's like, oh no, you're not part of the breakfast. The invitation was just for the reception and service. You're welcome to come back later.
Trot on down to the pub.
Trot on down to that pub right over there.
Oh
have
my
a good
God.
Walk over there. Don't worry about it.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
Terrible. I'm gonna
that
get roasted.
So good.
That's
so
why I didn't
good.
Do it. Also, okay, so many parts of this.
Yeah.
I will say, I have never heard of like, I guess it's probably, I know this is probably more normal than I realize, but like having multi layers to the wedding and people being invited to like certain aspects of the wedding.
Yeah, I mean, I get that we're, cause like, you know, not everyone's invited to the rehearsal dinner. And like, right. I think we break it up a bit more in the US of like the rehearsal dinner the day before.
A breakfast. Ceremony, reception. Okay.
It's
okay.
Interesting.
But 140 people at the breakfast. So this was ceremony, then breakfast, then reception that night. So she went to the ceremony, but then was not allowed at the breakfast. That puts her in such an awkward position.
Yeah.
Especially because they're out in the countryside.
This seems like a massive, like, clerical error. And I'm just upset that, like, they couldn't, you know, do something.
Yeah,
it's like such
interesting. Pull in a fucking chair for her.
That's
dude.
Kind of what I'm thinking.
That,
it's like,
yeah, so interesting that happened to her, and this must have been an accident, right?
Must have been an accident.
I think. First of all,
no, this feels malicious.
And I feel really bad that the boyfriend didn't stay. Like, it's the breakfast, dude. Yeah. I don't know the culture of what the breakfast is in this place, but I would have. I would feel like so bummed.
No, there's
stay.
Yeah, what the hell are you doing?
It's raining
because
outside.
Not only that, there's the There's the respect aspect of oh wow, you weren't invited. That sucks. This all made it seem like you were invited, and now you're telling her to her face. She by herself needs to leave. There's the respect aspect of why he needs to stand up. There is also the safety aspect of yeah. Walk in the rain in the countryside for 20 minutes to
a random pub. Yeah.
That's how Werewolf in London happened. All right? You know? I know I've been saying it for all these stories, but I'm just like, that is stereotypical movie moment, like deal breaker moment, where it's like he did not stand up for you.
Yeah.
Quite literally.
Maybe the bride and groom were setting him up with a new lady, you know?
I
believe anything at this
point. I think my theory is that the bride has some sort of feelings about the girlfriend. Like, because...
Must be.
But she said they don't even know her.
Exactly, but that doesn't matter.
But they don't like the idea of her.
It's a school friend that this bride has known this guy for a long time. What if there's a history? What if there's feelings there? What if there's just some resentment? What if there's something that caused her that where she... Because notice how... When OP writes, she looked so friendly. She seemed so kind until she opened her mouth. What is that?
I know. Well, it's because she just was like, oh, no, you're not part of the breakfast. I wonder how she said that.
Like, what if she's just like waiting for this moment? I'm so nasty. Oh. Like,
You're not part of the breakfast.
What I think. Obviously, it's a Reddit story. Take everything with a grain of salt, but like, I got my conspiracies over here.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, you're not part of the breakfast.
Oh, darling, you thought you could come to breakfast.
Oh, darling. Oh, no, babe.
It's the mother in Fleabag.
Yeah.
This
feels like a scene from Fleabag.
Yeah.
The stepmom, yeah.
All right. Not overreacting, the verdict. Comments, this is the tackiest thing I've ever heard. There's a chance that there was a mix-up or oversight with the invitation. But in that case, the bride should have taken you and Eric aside to apologize and see what could be done to fix it. But the way it was handled was completely unacceptable. I'm so, so sorry for you. Also, despite your boyfriend being put on the spot, it's been hours now, right? He should have leapt into action by now. Mm-hmm. Dude, if I, like, I wouldn't want to stay... Okay, despite all the respect, the safety, that's an awkward-ass situation then to just be like, all right, my partner's going to leave and I'll just sit here.
Yeah. I'm weird like, when you go to the bathroom.
I'd be like, yeah. I want to get the fuck out of here too. Yeah. This is awkward as hell. Someone said, that is incredibly rude. And even worse, your boyfriend didn't leave with you. I would find his behavior to be a massive deal breaker for myself personally. Lastly, someone said, WTF, Eric, what a dumbass. He stayed and let you leave alone? Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Eric,
what are you doing over there, Eric? Eric, I'm sorry.
No, fuck you, Eric.
I am also...
You're being an asshole.
Oh.
I'm also sorry to all of our fans,
For the bad
from,
accents,
from the UK
yeah.
and England, everywhere.
Oh, sorry. No, sorry.
They're watching this just like... Oh,
what are you going to do about it?
Punch me through the screen.
Call your...
Yeah. Punch me through the telly.
Yeah. I'd like to see you try.
Update.
Oh, yeah. I hope my conspiracy comes to light. Sorry. Okay, I'm done.
All right. So this blew up way more than I expected. Thank you, everyone, for your words of support. It's really helped, and I've gone from a wobbly wet mess to a cackling harpy with my big glass of wine.
Hell yeah, queen.
You guys don't hold back on your opinions, and I kind of love it. It's nearly bedtime here. Eric stayed at the party and presumably is still there. I came home and felt a lot better for knowing how shitty of a situation this was. Karma's a bitch, and when they go low, we go high. So I'm going to go to bed and sleep on it and think about next steps in the morning. A lot of people think I should dump Eric, whereas that had never crossed my mind. I was mostly pissed off with the bride and the maid of honor, who may have been involved too. I don't know. Eric will be coming home sometime tomorrow, and we're going to talk. I want to hear his piece because he's been drinking since lunchtime. He might just be a dum-dum rather than a full-blown asshole. Either way, no wind-up sudden decisions right now. I will try to come back and update as when anything else happens. Thanks, everyone. But we do not have any more updates.
What? Why?
That's a lie.
A 9-year-old Reddit story?
Then it must have ended there. That makes me feel like it didn't end well.
No!
Or maybe it went fine.
No! This story is not over! Oh, Captain, my
We can make something up.
Oh, Captain, my Captain.
I need this.
Wait, there's an update.
Oh, there is an update.
Thank God! I almost quit.
Okay. We have found a second update.
Yes!
Yes.
See, when you stand on it, you get it. There is. The story's not over.
Bailey has gone back into the archives.
Yeah.
And she has found the second update.
The ancient texts.
All right. I hadn't expected the big reaction to my first post and just want to say thank you to everyone who gave advice and was supportive. I was feeling super shitty when I initially posted, and after an hour of drinking wine and reading your comments, I felt a lot more sane and calm. I wanted to clarify a few things that people were confused about or that weren't clear in my first post. I'm in the UK, and our weddings are different to the way weddings are held in the US. Traditionally, there is a ceremony, the wedding breakfast, which is a sit-down 3-course meal. Although it's called breakfast, it is usually in the afternoon.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Followed by speeches and then an evening reception, which is like a disco. It's not uncommon for people to invite only relatives and close friends to the ceremony and breakfast, then invite lots of evening guests for the reception. However, it is uncommon to invite somebody to the ceremony and reception, but not the breakfast, as they are kind of left to entertain themselves somewhere for 6 hours. Having talked to friends and coworkers since last weekend, what happened to me was a serious no-no in terms of etiquette. Me and Eric have been together for nearly a year and a half. We live together, and we have a pretty strong relationship. He had no past romantic connections with the bride, I'll call her Marie, which some people were asking about. They went to school together from the age of 4 to 10 and remained in touch as pen pals, Facebook friends since then. They rarely see each other in person, and the wedding was the first time he would see her in about 2 years. There was zero phone signal at the venue. We noticed this when we arrived for the ceremony and were a little annoyed as the wedding had a hashtag, which we couldn't exactly tweet about with no signal. This is important later.
It's the most 9-year-old post.
Yeah, that's 2000.
They're using hashtags at their wedding.
Hashtag Twitter. We didn't know this until we arrived at the wedding, but the maid of honor, Helen, was Eric's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah! There it is!
Huge detail.
Okay.
They were together for 3 years, okay, and she cheated on him and dumped him. They have a lot of bad blood and do not have any contact with each other. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, so on to the update. I feel like the Scooby Gang ripping off the mask. Yeah. Like, Helen!
Helen!
After leaving the ceremony, I got straight on the train and went back to my hometown. I was on the train when I wrote my first post. When I got home, I told my parents everything, and they weren't particularly impressed. And like most of the posters here, they were perplexed that Eric hadn't come with me. My mom gave me a big hug, ran me a bath, and poured me a glass of wine, and I just tried to relax and forget about my day from hell. I still hadn't heard from Eric, but texted him to let him know I was home safe and would see him tomorrow. Eric texted me back at about 9 p.m., asking me what I meant by home, home or the Airbnb that we had booked nearby to the venue. I clarified, and he said, okay, I'll see you tomorrow. Love you so much, X.
No.
Didn't really know what to make of it since the whole day had just been a massive fuck up.
Oh, no, I'm
so
scared.
I finished my wine, watched a Disney movie, and went to bed. The next morning, given—
Which Disney movie?
Yeah, what'd
She's
you
leaving
watch?
Out important details.
Come on. Give it to us.
Table. I watched this brand new movie, Moana. The next morning, given I still hadn't really heard from Eric at all, I assumed he would be getting in at about midday, so I got up early and started wrapping Christmas presents. At 8 a.m., I heard a key in the door, and what do you know, it's Eric, still in his creased suit with red eyes and looking like death. He wasn't really making sense, so I made him have a shower and warm up, made coffee, and decided to talk once he was looking human again. We sat down together and pieced together his side of the story. Basically, once I had left, Eric was absolutely livid with Marie. He had frozen like a deer in headlights when she was asking me to go and was kicking himself that he hadn't done the right thing. About 10 minutes after I left, Marie turned around and said, oh, actually, a few people haven't turned up. Get Vicky to come back. We have space for her now. And Eric had tried to call me. Because there was no phone signal anywhere near the venue, he couldn't get through. And Marie pretty much immediately said, oh, well, never mind. She didn't want to be here anyway. Which obviously was a pile of crap and made Eric feel rubbish. The meal was very formal, sit-down affair, so he just kind of grinned and bared it, assuming I would be coming back in the evening. Eric was the only person mentioned in the speeches by Marie's father, who wasn't a family member, and apparently it was clear to everyone how disappointed he was that I wasn't there to share it with him. When I texted him at about 6 p.m. to let him know I was going home, he never received it. He was only able to text me at 9 p.m. by hiking down the road for 5 minutes to find a signal. All the while, his ex, Helen, was being sickly sweet, asking where I was, why didn't I want to come and enjoy the party? Was I shy? Apparently with quite the evil glint in her eye, like she had got exactly what she'd wanted. Neither of us knew she was the maid of honor until we got there, and given their bad relationship, Eric was pretty pissed off that Marie had failed to mention she was such a prominent role in the wedding. Whether Helen was behind the seating error, I don't know. But if she was, then Marie was just as bad in enabling it to happen. So Eric stayed at the wedding, miserably, and went back to the Airbnb afterwards alone. He barely slept, feeling angry at Marie and Helen for fucking with us, and at himself for not sticking up for me, and left at about 4:30 a.m. to get the first train home, hence why he was back at our place so early. Mm. He wasn't really apologetic to me at all. He didn't really seem to see how it was shitty for me. He more felt like he had been insulted by the situation and let down by his oldest friend. He is cutting off Marie and doesn't want anything else to do with her. So yeah, that was Eric's take on the whole thing. To be honest, I was pretty pissed that in all of this, he hasn't really considered how I felt or what it had been like for me getting thrown out of the wedding. While what he had gone through was pretty crummy, he at least had been warm, dry, and well-fed. the indignation of your girlfriend being removed from an event you're at isn't really as bad as being the girlfriend, getting soaked in the rain, feeling humiliated, and all the rest. Mm-hmm. So we talked, and I laid out why I wasn't okay with what had happened and why his reaction wasn't okay. He can be a bit of a lemon sometimes, and this feels like one of those times.
A bit of a lemon.
A bit of a lemon.
I knew you were going to do that.
He didn't step up to the plate. He just let the world wash over him and acted as a bystander. I'm still hurt by his actions, and he still hasn't really apologized properly. I don't know if he understands that he did wrong too, but this isn't a deal breaker for me. It's a heavy straw on the camel's back, but the camel is still standing. We have a really lovely Christmas coming up, and after a really long autumn of working hard, all I want is to go back to the happy place we were before this fuck up. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I don't want to think about it. So I know a lot of you guys are going to drag me over hot coals for this one, but we're still together. I'm not going to break up with him over this, but it's a big, dark mark on his record. But I want to give him another chance to prove this relationship is worth it.
Mm. Wow.
That is so nasty to do that. That is so freaking nasty. To someone that you had a bad relationship with or whatever, this person, the maid of honor, cheated on Eric and then dumped his ass. Yeah. And then for some reason still wants to continue to ruin his life for fun.
People
after years
like
of not
that.
Seeing them, like, is so nasty.
I don't know. I'm still pissed at Eric because it's like, oh, I tried to call you and I couldn't reach you. It's like,
bro, just run down the street.
Walked.
Run down the road.
Wait until 9 p.m. to try that. Or like, never too late, dude. It's raining outside.
No, Eric sounds like a real knob.
Because here's the thing. He didn't get her
Total numpty.
No,
he didn't get it till 9 p.m. when he walked down the hill away from the venue.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, so that means that you waited. You watch your partner leave in the rain and walk down the countryside.
Yep.
And then the celebration starts and she doesn't show up for the first hour and a half. And you're like, you wait an hour and a half.
Right. Well,
she's been gone all day. Dude, right. She could have died.
Right, you never know.
They hadn't talked or seen each other for like, what, at that point, 6 hours, eight hours?
Like, bro.
They're in a random town.
Holy shit.
She was sent to a random pub by herself. Like, it's sad to hear her say in the first post, like, oh, yeah, he can kind of be hopeless in situations like that. Like,
a lemon.
That's really, like, that risk is too high.
Yeah, man.
It's weird behavior of being like, he was told, oh, actually, there's an open seat. Why didn't bro just, like, get up and run down the road to get her?
I understand that there's a lot of situations where your initial reaction, you don't know what to do.
Right.
He had hours upon hours upon hours. Mm-hmm. And there was also the in-between, the breakfast and the party, and he didn't even try to go see her. I'm like, what are you, come on, man. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to like, there's an aspect of me trying to figure out what is going on in Eric's mind of like, he froze up. I do that too sometimes where you freeze up, you don't know what to do. But at the very least now, she's going to tell him, you cannot do that again. Mm-hmm. Like, I need you to stand up for me. I need you to, like, be there with me. And if this happens again, it's like, then that should be the deal breaker for her. Because it's like, I get it. He's hopeless in those situations. But you're not going to be safe. She's not going to be safe. Like, there's so many situations where it's established he does not have her back.
Right, and that's important for scary situations. It's also just important to build a strong foundation as partners is you gotta have each other's back. I think there's two things I want to address. First, it's like this, I know weddings can add a weight to situations, especially when it's like a long time friend, the family knows you or whatever. Like those, that can add gravity to make him unsure how to make a decision as well. So I can understand that, but only so much. And then, did she say that he came home in his suit?
Yeah.
He didn't change,
He didn't change.
He went back to the Airbnb.
He went to the Airbnb.
Had a hard time sleeping.
Basically didn't sleep, and then took the first train back home. Because since he stayed—
But he never got out of his suit? Not one moment?
Probably drunk as hell.
Maybe drunk as hell.
I mean, you're drinking for, like, what, 10 hours at that point?
I don't know. It also leaves you in this— If I'm her, I'm now in this situation, too, of, like, what happened, man? Like, I don't know. That just, it's sketchy. It's
he sounds like a real bellend.
I wonder what this hashtag had on social media, if there was any crazy photos.
I don't know. But it's hard. I think it's hard to get past those types of things. Like,
no, that's, it just doesn't
and the
up.
fact, and to top it all off, he tells her his whole side of the story and at no point seems to consider
it. Yeah.
That is what I think caps it all off. That's what teeters right. over the edge of. If he had gotten home and been like, I'm so sorry, I froze up. I felt I didn't know what to do all day. I was struggling and I felt so bad for you and you got so wrong. But he gets home and goes, I can't believe that happened to me.
It's like
that should be the like, all right, I don't need to like figure out your side of the story mm-hmm. here. Okay, so that was 9 years ago. Based on our producer's research in the past few minutes, the context clues shows
they're not together anymore.
Which could have been
for
any reason.
What?
And it could have, I don't know, we don't know the story. It's been almost 10 years.
No,
but it's
indicative of like, that behavior is indicative of something that was probably a bigger issue in the.
Is it a microcosm of more serious things?
What is that from?
It's from a viral video that me and Shane quote all the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The Replenish video. Have you ever seen the Replenish video?
Oh, we got to show
you.
It's a very funny video. Sure.
Well, because of all those updates, that's our final story.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for allowing the update to happen.
Yeah.
And when you fight for something, you can sometimes get it. But be nice.
Be respectful.
Be nice.
I derailed the episode a little bit.
Yeah.
But we got our update.
Yeah. Call your representatives.
Call your representatives.
Dude, this was a wild episode.
Yeah.
I mean, waffle stomping. It had
it all.
Betrayal.
Waffle stomping, stomping in the rain. Yeah. Stomping.
All of them should break up.
Yeah. They should all be,
And all of them should break up.
Yeah.
Well, that was...
I feel like we underreacted this whole time.
Hey, way to go.
We were so zen.
Yeah, I think we were quite zen.
Did a good job.
Except for the time that we ran around.
Except for that time we weren't zen.
We held it together.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks, dude.
You're welcome.
Just gonna derail it a little bit more just for fun.
And thank you to all our fans, to the plumbers in our comments and listening. Let us know. What you think about that one story. And to all our UK fans, sorry for our accent.
Sorry.
I'm not sorry.
Ian's not sorry.
Well,
not sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And
I know it's bad. And we'll see you next Saturday.
React
Bye.
Responsibly.
Yeah.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.